Opening up about rural America's mental health problem today on Farm to Fork. 4 months ago, I began airing a message about the possibility that the dozen regional centers for agricultural safety and health were at risk of closing because of funding cuts. I've now learned that those funds will not be shut off and that the centers may continue operating. One center representative said, quote, "We are convinced that media visibility and support helped turn the tide." So, let's pick up where I left off with our 2025 Farm Safety and Health campaign. Farmers are used to handling crop protection chemicals, livestock insecticides, and medications on a regular basis. Each product has information on safe handling. Make sure you and everyone else using these products knows and follows the directions for proper handling. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Rural Minds is a nonprofit that serves as the informed voice for mental health in rural America. It was started by Jeff Winton, an upstate New York dairy farmer.
People in rural America don't necessarily consider mental illness to be an illness. Now, we all know it's an illness, but all too often, people consider it to be a character flaw or a personality weakness. I mean, those of you who grew up on a farm like I did, you know, we're taught from the time we're young kids to pull ourselves up by our bootstraps, to not talk about our issues, to not make other people uncomfortable with what we might be suffering from. And as a result, we have this growing epidemic in rural America.
Winton took part in a recent Farm Foundation webinar, and while he's encouraged by some of the trends surrounding mental illness in rural communities, he still worries about the next generation.
These are the future of agriculture. Our young people are the ones who will be raising our food and our fiber in the next generation. And so if we don't do something about this, before it's too late, we will be in bigger trouble than we are right now in rural America.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.